Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bitcoin ready to attack. Key trend line says data as the Bitcoin price holds strong at $20,000. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin is looking for another retest of the 200-week moving average, currently sitting at $22,600. And quoting Rec Capital, it's easy to become bullish on Bitcoin on a green day and bearish on a red day, but Bitcoin is still just ranging between $19,000 and $22,000. This will continue until either of these levels is broken. Intra-range moves aren't substantial enough to dictate changes in sentiment. I'm also going to be sharing with you this Bitcoin energy gravity metric, which is a very helpful model to help us identify when the price of Bitcoin is bottoming. And this just in breaking news, Paraguay's Senate passes a bill regulating Bitcoin and crypto mining and trading. Let's go. And also quoting the Mexican senator Indira Kempis, I love Bitcoin because it represents the freedom of the people. Very sexy words. Also in today's show, the New York Yankees are ready to pay their employees in Bitcoin by partnering with NYDIG. I think this is pretty epic news considering how iconic of a sports team the New York Yankees is. Also in today's show, I'm going to be sharing this one on-chain metric, which could signal a Bitcoin breakout according to crypto analytics firm. Quoting them here, if they stay uncorrelated, it's a good sign of a potential breakout. Also in today's show, top analysts sees odds of a major rally increasing significantly for Bitcoin in the crypto markets and explains why. Quoting Justin Bennett, odds of a significant relief rally are increasing. Just need a couple of more things to align. We'll be discussing those couple of things. Also in today's show, Bitcoin can become worthless, but billionaire Thomas Peterffy will buy more on its way down. That's right. Despite the warning, Peterffy remains a Bitcoin hodler and says he'll increase his exposure if the asset's price tumbles to $12,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going? Make some noise in the comments below. Bitcoin consolidated higher on July 16th after the Wall Street trading week finished with modest gains for United States equities. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin ranging between 20,500 and 21,000 into the weekend, and we're currently sitting right at about that $21,000 mark at the time of this recording. Now, the Bitcoin / USD pair thus preserved the majority of its comeback from the week's lows, these following the shock U.S. inflation data and sparking weakness across risk assets. Now, out-of-hours trading meant that the classic scenario for breakouts and fakeouts on thin liquidity could accompany Bitcoin into the weekly close. Eyeing order book data from Binance, the largest global exchange by volume, showed key resistance clustered around the $22,000 mark should the bulls attempt to nudge the market higher. Now, for monitoring resource material indicators, however, there was a distinct possibility that Bitcoin could even challenge the 200-week moving average, which is currently sitting at $22,600 and is a key bear market trend line which lost support over a month ago, which is also very rare in Bitcoin's history. As he points out here, Bitcoin is looking for another test of the 200-week moving average, currently 22,600 # fire charts. And quoting crypto analyst Rec Capital, it's easy to become bullish on Bitcoin on a green day and bearish on a red day, but Bitcoin still is ranging between $19,000 and $22,000. This will continue until either of these levels is broken. Intra-range moves aren't substantial enough to dictate changes in sentiment. That's right, because sentiment achieved an uninviable record this week as the crypto markets capped their longest ever period in a state of extreme fear, as per the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. That's right, this is the longest ever in Bitcoin history we have been in extreme fear. As you can see here, today we're rated a 21 out of 100. Yesterday was a 15. Last week a 24. And last month a 7 in extreme fear. Now monitoring the miner behavior, one analyst at on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant sounded the alarm over a potential sell-off. 14,000 Bitcoin was transferred transferred from miner wallets on July 15th. And while not specifically indicative of selling, the phenomenon was worth tracking. Quoting them here, at this point, we cannot be sure that this distribution is positive or negative, so we should be careful to watch out for the next few days, he summarized. And when a crypto quant's quick take, market updates, and separately a new indicator, the energy gravity model covering Bitcoin production costs showed that miners were likely to be able to pay comparatively low amounts for energy in order to mine at a profit at the current Bitcoin spot prices. Here's a very interesting thread. Check it out. Number one, introduction, Bitcoin energy gravity, a metric that models the relationship between the price of Bitcoin and its cost production. This can be used to identify when the price of Bitcoin is too overheated or when the price of Bitcoin is bottoming. And you can see this chart. And this is a very detailed analysis. I'm going to read some of them and I'll encourage you to check it out for yourself to read them all. All Bitcoins are acquired at one of the two market prices, Bitcoin or Watts. BTC, both prices are increasing over time, but not necessarily at the same rate. You can see the energy gravity here in this chart. The prices of Bitcoin grow due to increasing scarcity, time, halvings, and mining difficulty, and more users joining the monetary network due to Bitcoin being the most superior monetary technology. Bitcoin energy gravity is the maximum USD price modern mining rigs are willing to buy electricity at to make a profit. From this maximum bid price, it is possible to get a better understanding of when the price of Bitcoin is overextended and when the price of Bitcoin may be approaching a bottom. So there you have it. And if you want to read the full 18-page report he provides, check the show notes below the video in the description. It's a pretty interesting metric. And this just in breaking news, Paraguay's Senate passes a bill regulating Bitcoin and crypto mining and trading mass adoption. Let's go, as Bitcoin game theory is in full effect. And more breaking news, quoting Mexican Senator Indira Kempis, I love Bitcoin because it represents the freedom of the people. One of my predictions is I feel in the near future, Bitcoin will be adopted as legal tender in Mexico, and I can't wait. And before I break down next story of the day, the New York Yankees are ready to pay their employees in Bitcoin by partnering with NYDIG. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, the entire crypto market is currently pumping and in the green. Bitcoin up 2.2%, trading above $21,250. Ether up a whopping 12%, now trading above $1,367. We have XRP up almost 6.5%, trading at 35 cents, while the rest of the entire crypto market is pretty much pumping. Let's go. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Renowned, iconic baseball team, the New York Yankees, is set to let its employees convert a portion of their paycheck into Bitcoin holdings after striking a deal with Bitcoin-focused financial services firm, New York Digital Investment Group, better known as NYDIG. And according to the official press release, the multi-year partnership will allow the Yankees' employees to access NYDIG's Bitcoin savings plan, enabling an option to adjust a part of their post-tax salary to be automatically converted into the King crypto with no transaction fees involved, which is pretty sweet. The platform, however, does not let its users transfer their coins to external wallets or receive the asset from external sources. Boo. As we all know, not your keys, not your cheese. So this is definitely not ideal, in my opinion. Now, per the survey titled Bitcoin Benefits 2022 by NYDIG, 25% of workers are interested in receiving a portion of their salaries in Bitcoin. And for workers under 30, the number even rises to 36%. NYDIG says its Bitcoin platform, meeting the highest regulatory standard, has been used by companies of all sizes, ranging from small businesses to the Fortune 500. And their chief marketing officer views the partnership as a critical opportunity to leverage the iconic sports franchise influence, facilitating its mission of bringing Bitcoin to all. Quoting him here, for employees of the Yankees and beyond, the opportunity to allocate a small slice of their paycheck into a Bitcoin savings plan can be one of the most efficient ways to save Bitcoin, and dollar cost averaging can smooth out the bumps along the way. And last month, NYDIG tapped the big four accounting firm Deloitte for a strategic alliance aiming to offer Bitcoin-related financial services to companies of all sizes. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this major partnership between the New York Yankees and NYDIG so that the Yankees themselves can begin to get paid in the King crypto? I think this is another major step forward for mass adoption, especially considering, again, how iconic and legendary the New York Yankees are. My prediction is many other major franchises sizes to adopt Bitcoin and do the same. So let's go. And before I break down next story of the day and I share an on-chain metric, which could signal a Bitcoin breakout, according to crypto analytics firm Santiment. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $936 billion and slowly approaching that trillion-dollar milestone. And we have almost $53 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 42.4%, with the Ether dominance at 16.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Serum leading the pack, up 6.5%, trading at $1.13, followed by ICP, up about 5%, trading at $7.26, followed by Synthetics, up about 5%, trading at $2.79. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see LDO now leading the pack, up almost 95%, followed by Quant, up about 45%, followed by Arweave, up 32.9%. We even have Matic up there, up 24.3%. And I already shared with you the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, which has been in extreme fear for the longest time in Bitcoin history. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The relationship between Bitcoin and the stock market is crumbling, according to crypto analytics firm Santiment. That's right. Santiment notes that Bitcoin and the alts tend to surge when they have very little correlation with equities. And that, following Wednesday's release of the most recent CPI data, crypto has been recovering while the S&P 500 and gold have dropped. Quoting Santiment here, if they stay uncorrelated, it's a good sign of a potential breakout. Let's go. And as I just shared with you, we're currently pumping at the time of this recording. Santiment also notes that the price of Cardano is down nearly 70% since the beginning of 2022, spurring negative social sentiment towards the Ethereum competitor. This is a potentially positive development for ADA's price in the short term, according to the analytics firm. Quoting them here, the last time the crowd was this negative in January, ADA rebounded 24%+ in 5 days until sentiment turn positive again. And before I break down next story of the day, top analyst sees odds of a major rally increasing significantly for Bitcoin in the crypto markets and explains why, as well as Bitcoin can become worthless, but billionaire Thomas Peterffy will buy more on its way down. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. Be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help support the channel, especially with the YouTube algorithm, because it helps tremendously. And also especially well when you drop a comment right down below. And also, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. My goal is to scale this to 1 million downloads per month. And I know with your assistance, we can achieve this. So please spread the word. And of course, you could follow me all across crypto, Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, TikTok, and Instagram. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A widely followed analyst says a relief rally is just around the corner for Bitcoin and the crypto markets, telling his 102,000 Twitter followers to send it. Analyst Justin Bennett says that the stars are aligning for a crypto rally. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, odds of a significant relief rally are increasing. Just need a couple of more things to align. Send it. Rocket ship to the moon. And diving deeper, he says that the US dollar currency index, a measure of the US dollar strength, is paramount to such a relief rally transpiring. As he points out here, the DXY is a key to a relief rally for crypto. We need to see it back off 108.5, a confluence of resistance from 2001 and 02. As he shares here in these charts, which you can see here on your screen, now a weak US dollar currency index can be seen as a bullish sign for digital assets, while a strong US dollar currency index could indicate bearishness. But looking again at that above chart, the crypto trader warns that the DXY needs to weaken today for a relief rally to occur. As he shares here, not much DXY weakness so far from 108.5, holding above it right now. In fact, one to watch on Friday. Need this to weaken to help fuel a further relief rally for crypto. And regarding Bitcoin, he wrote, nice move from Bitcoin after Wednesday's bullish reclaim. 20,400 is the next test for the bulls. Check. And get above that, and 21,100 is next. And guess what? Check, because we're currently above $21,200. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Thomas Peterffy, founder and chairman of Interactive Brokers, believes that the American authorities might ban cryptos amid concerns that they facilitate illegal activities. Can you say FUD? Nonetheless, the billionaire remains a hodler, vowing to purchase more Bitcoin if the price drops to $12,000. Do you think that is a pipe dream or a realistic scenario for a Bitcoin bottom? Let me know in the comments below. In a recent interview with Forbes, he envisioned that the ongoing financial crisis Specifically, the record inflation in the United States will continue for the next few years. Quoting him here, I believe inflationary pressures will continue for years, not months. This is not a short-term issue. And to prove his grim forecast, he pointed out several factors that will keep the inflation rate at peak levels, including disruption in supply chains as globalization reverses and a shortage of skilled workers and increasing automation, decades of chronic U.S. deficit spending, rising interest rates, and more. Like, whoa, right? Talk about doom and gloom. Now, amidst this turbulence, he recommended that investors focus on prospective publicly traded firms, as this is a great time to do research and accumulate stocks of companies. I disagree. Now, moving on to investing in cryptocurrencies, the billionaire warned that this might not be a good idea since there is a high chance Bitcoin will become worthless or outlawed. Can you say FUD once again? There is definitely not a high chance of Bitcoin becoming worthless. That's nothing more than orchestrated FUD. In his view, criminals widely employ digital assets in their illicit operations, which could prompt the American government to prohibit the asset class. Well, guess what currency is used the most for illicit and nefarious activities? As the US dollar. Has the Fed banned the US dollar? Absolutely not. So yeah, more FUD. But anyways, despite the warning, Petterfee remains a Bitcoin hodler. He even said he'll increase his exposure if the asset price tumbles to $12,000. Do you think this is wishful thinking, or do you feel this is a realistic target for a Bitcoin price floor? And if hypothetically the Bitcoin price did drop to his predicted price of $12,000, which is his buy zone, how much Bitcoin would you buy? I definitely know I'd be stacking them sats. Now here's his previous thoughts. Nearly a year ago, the Hungarian-born businessman admitted he had allocated some of his wealth to digital assets without disclosing which coins he chose. He outlined a scenario when crypto becomes a globally dominant currency. Quoting him from back then, even I myself have put a little bit of money into crypto because even though chances are I think that it's not going to be a viable market, I think that there is a small chance that there will be a dominant currency. So you have to play the odds. It's also worth noting that last summer, his organization, Interactive Brokers, allowed crypto trading services to its customers. So don't do as they say, watch what they do, as I commonly say. Petterfee explained that the reason was the surging interest in digital asset options. That's right. He wants to make money off of cryptocurrency like everyone else. Welcome to the party. He also assured that the services will offer maximum protection to investors. Interactive Brokers has over 1.6 million institutional and individual brokerage clients, managing more than $370 billion in customer equity. Like, whoa. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Bitcoin Radio attack key trend line says data as the Bitcoin price holds now above $21,000. Also shared that the New York Yankees are ready to pay their employees in Bitcoin by partnering with NYDIG. Also shared one on-chain metric, which can signal a Bitcoin breakout, according to crypto analytics firm Sandsmith, as well as top analysts sees odds of a major rally increasing significantly for Bitcoin in the crypto markets and explains why. And also shared with you that Bitcoin could become worthless, but billionaire Thomas Petterfee will buy more on its way down at $12,000. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Ecoin wrote, Aloha Friday, JV. Stoked the weekend is finally here. Great show again. Always good to stay informed with crypto news alerts. Still taking it level by level. Going to be an interesting weekend. Cheer. Happy weekend, fam. As always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for tuning in. Hodl. Our next featured comment comes from Bitcoin Booza. Mr. Wonderful simply saying after we have a panic sell down to 10,000, it'll go back to 4X, which is around 40,000, still below the all-time high. Kevin needs to remind people Bitcoin will go to 1 million per BTC in the coming years. Yes, however, don't forget, he also recently predicted a $300,000 Bitcoin price once regulation sets in. So he is bullish as what? Like us. Let's get it. And our third and final featured comment comes from BitBud. Bitcoin will be bottoming out in May of 2023 with 6 months of ups and downs after that before heading back to all-time highs. In October of that year, $100,000 will be broken mid-late 2024, the same year the spot Bitcoin ETF comes out. Thanks, JV, and word up to the fam in the chat. And Jay DeNiro responded, I think early 2023 we'll get out of this range, but I agree with the rest and much respect to BitBud because he called this crash a long time ago here on the channel. So I got to give respect where respect is due. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.